the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time on WRFG is just after 5 o'clock. John C. Falstaff with you for a very, very special show. I'm not sure if you have been paying attention to international news, but there is a very momentous referendum coming up in just a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks in Scotland. Voters in Scotland will be given a very interesting opportunity to declare their voice for independence from England. And we are going to have a very special interview with Ian Green of Green Tracks Records on that very topic during this show, along with fond farewells to Buddy McMaster and Gene Redpath, two giants of Scottish diaspora music who left us in the last couple of weeks. We have a new piece of music here from somebody who certainly has strong views on the independence issue. I'll give you a hint. This song is called Scotland Is Free.
First open your doors, let's hear Hampden roar as the major beats on his drum. For the vote that's been taken, old Scotland awakens. Goodbye, public enemy number one. Come away, come away, come away home with me. For there's piping and gladness and dancing and glee. For my land's not their land, it's our land, you see. And the flag is now flying, and Scotland is free. For 300 years of blood, sweat and tears, let's not forget not one. For the fight our brothers and the fears of their mothers, Culloden and Bannockburn. Come away, come away, come away home with me. For there's piping and gladness and dancing and glee. For my land's not their land, it's our land, you see. And the flag is now flying, and Scotland is free. To our brothers in Wales, hold on to your tails, 'cause you're next in line that I see. And to Ireland united, we'll help you fight it, then we'll all stand up proud and free. Come away, come away, come away home with me, 'cause there's piping and gladness and dancing and glee. For my land's not their land, it's our land, you see. And the flag is now flying, and Scotland is free. And Scotland is free.
We Wallace blad, Scots when Bruce has often led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day, and now's the hour. See the front, O battle lower. See approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. War will be a traitor knave, war can fill a coward's grave. Was the best as be a slave, let him turn and flee. War for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freemen stand or freemen fall, let him follow me. By oppression's woes and pains, by your sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall and every foe. Liberties and every blow, let us do of thee.
Scots Wha Hae there, as performed by Arthur Johnson from an album called For Freedom Alone, The Wars of Independence, which came out just a few months ago on Green Tracks Records. We started off with Mr. Hugh Morrison, a Scotsman long resident in Texas, a fine accordion player, and he's taken to singing in recent years, and a fine job he does of that too. He has a CD out with a brave title, as he said in his email, in his case an optimistic title. The title is Scotland is Free, and I think that's a reference to the referendum coming up on the 18th of September. More about that as we move forward in the show today, but that's a song of his own composition, and he did a Rocked Up Burns CD a couple of years ago, which was excellent. In between, we heard from Nicola Benedetti, who is a classical violinist from Scotland, yet another one of those Scots musicians with an Italian name like Paolo Notini. Nicola Benedetti has a new album out called Homecoming, a Scottish fantasy. It's on Decca Classical, and that was The Hurricane Set, written by James Scott Skinner. We might sneak in another one of hers a little later.
For as long as 100 of us remain alive, never will we on any conditions be subjected to the lordship of the English. It is in truth not for glory, nor riches, nor honours that we are fighting, but for freedom alone, which no honest man gives up, but with life itself.
I am the lion Wallace, or the same dear lion named Mayflower, warder of old Scotland's law. I am the lion Wallace saw.
Centuries and ages flown, what heavy but honour's thrown round my rugged brow and crown, time now steals away.
I stand up to war, declare Scotland's will and power's my care. Tack this warning, foes, beware, by the warframe me.
I am the Lion Wallace, or the same the lion named Mayflower, warder of all Scotland's law. I am the Lion Wallace, or
many ages I have seen Scotland's royal roost I've been, freedom's stronghold, staunch, serene, bold and leal for aye.
Freedom is the lion's aim, freedom for the lion's aim. Match the lion in his den, or let freedom be.
I am the Lion Wallace, or the same der lion named Mayflower, warder of all Scotland's law. I am the Lion Wallace, oh.
Here I stand and watch, for I roar the hour out day by day. Freedom strong to sound the sway from far sea to sea.
Freedom is the lion's aim, freedom for the lion's aim. Match the lion in his den, or let freedom be.
I am the Lion Wallace, or the same der lion named Mayflower, warder of all Scotland's law. I am the Lion Wallace.
The Lion Wallace, sung for us there by the McCalmonds. Wonderful recording. It goes back to the 80s, I believe. And we started off with The Declaration of Our Broth, spoken by Ian Anderson. Both tracks from the CD For Freedom Alone, The Wars of Independence, commemorating the 700th anniversary of Bannockburn, put out on Green Tracks Records. Well, on the 18th of September, which is a Thursday, the 4.1 million voters of Scotland will have a unique opportunity to vote in a referendum concerning the possible independence of Scotland, full independence of Scotland from English rule, from the rule of London or the Westminster government. A couple of days ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Ian Green, founder and director of Green Tracks Records. He's a man who has considerable life experience and has seen the cause of Scottish nationalism and independence and devolution go through various phases over the last 60 years of his life as an adult. He just turned 80 this year. You'll be fascinated, I think, by some of his revelations here. What he's going to do, first of all, is set the background for us to answer the question, how, in 2014, has this come about? Another interesting question would be, how come we've heard so little about it in the US media? But I think we'll be hearing more about it in the weeks ahead. So here we go, my little chat with Ian Green. There's three parts. I'll play one part now, and we'll play the other two parts later on in the show. Hope you enjoy. Ian is at the forefront of the promotion of Scottish music, having masterminded Green Tracks Records from his infancy 30 years ago into the bastion for Scottish culture it is today. Before his 30-year career in music, he had a 30-year career in the police force. So he's a man who's been around the block, literally, and has seen a lot in his lifetime. And we are at a very interesting juncture in Scottish history now, with a referendum coming up in just a few weeks on the possibility of Scottish independence. It's not getting as much press in the US as one would have hoped, so I want people to know that there's a very good Wikipedia page on the Scottish independence referendum where you can get some information. Another interesting website with a perhaps different perspective is the website wingsoverscotland.com. So, Ian, for the benefit of a US audience, can you please give our listeners a brief account of the current status politically of Scotland in the United Kingdom and how that came about over the centuries?
Well, the union with England and the United Kingdom, as it's now known, occurred some 300 years ago with the Act of Union, which was completely against the wishes of most of the people in Scotland. It was all done by bribery by England to the lairds and the rich people in Scotland, when they were promised money and land if they signed over the rights to Scotland. This was after we had won the Wars of Independence, you recall the battles with Robert the Bruce and so on. And the English had at that time said, no longer will England attempt to control Scotland, and Scotland will forever be a free country. But of course, once again, England did the dirty on us, and eventually we were forced into something that really most people didn't want. So for the last 300 years, we've been part of the United Kingdom, and the weather bishop was quite happy. There's never been any further wars or anything like that, but there's been a lot of discontent and a lot of unhappiness with the way we are controlled by a government which operates out of London and is too bound to see very much more north of halfway up England. So it all started, I suppose, again with the SNP way back some years ago. And one of the things that brought it all to attention was when a group of students stole the Stone of Destiny from London, where it had been filched away after the Act of Union, and they brought it back to Scotland. And this kind of stirred up a kind of nationalism, which went on and on. And then eventually, in the 70s, we had a referendum to see if we could get devolution and park control of us, our own destiny in Scotland. It failed on one occasion very narrowly. But there was a lot of people in Scotland by now, you know, were determined that we would seek our own national identity and our own independence. And a further referendum was held, and on this occasion we won by the right to have a devolved parliament in Scotland. Now, that was fine, but we don't have the powers that we feel are necessary, and we're still controlled to a great extent by Westminster and London. And we have governments time and time again at Westminster, which we haven't voted for. And I'll give you an example of that. They're currently governed by the Conservatives, who have also used the Liberal Democrats to have joined a coalition. But there's people you know in Scotland voted for the Conservatives. So here we are with a government in London which we didn't vote for. And we just feel these are some of the things which we consider to be quite unfair. We are considered to be one of the richest countries, amongst the 10 richest countries in the world. And we can see no reason why we can't govern ourselves and look after our own affairs. And additionally, we are quite different from things. We've got so many different culture, music culture, and so on. And we really deserve to be independent. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's a kind of a resume, John.
Now, the devolution vote back in 97 did give rise to a new Scottish Parliament in 1999. That's obviously given Scottish voters a certain voice in their own destiny, but obviously for some people that's still not enough?
Well, we just feel it's not enough. There's still a lot of stuff controlled by England. I mean, for an example, when we had the oil boom in the North Sea, Norway, with the boom in the North Sea, they were sensible enough to put away a lot of money in the sand for rainy days. Mm-hmm. The United Kingdom government just spent all the money willy-nilly, and there's been no benefit from that at all, apart from the taxes that have been coming in each year. But there was no sensible stashing away some of it for a rainy day, like Norway and so on. So we've suffered from things like that. And there's still lots of oil riches in the North Sea which could benefit the people of Scotland. We've got a huge tourist industry here, of course, as you probably know. We've got strong manufacturing skills like whisky and engineering and so on. So we see no reason really why we shouldn't be able to run our own affairs.
So the referendum bill was put forward in March of last year, passed by the new Scottish Parliament in November, and received royal assent in December. So now, on Thursday the 18th of September, around 4 million voters in Scotland are going to be asked the following very simple question. Should Scotland be an independent country? And my understanding is that there's a promise that if the yes side wins, moves towards a significant state of independence would take place soon thereafter. The No campaign, I guess, goes by the name of Better Together.
Yep.
So it's the yes versus the Better Togethers. Did you ever foresee the possibility of a referendum like this as a younger man growing up in Scotland?
No, no, I must admit, not as a younger man. I had no interest in politics as a young man. And once I began to get a kind of passing interest, I just never thought it was possible. But then all things are possible, really. And as we progress through devolution and so on, I now see it as a real possibility. Unfortunately, it looks at the moment as if the yes vote will just be slightly below the required the figures to get the yes. But I'm hopeful that by the day we go to the polls, there'll be a few people who've changed their mind and we may well have a majority vote. I certainly hope so, but I think we deserve it.
Part one of our three-part interview with Ian Green from Edinburgh. Ian Green of Green Tracks Records, a man with a considerable experience promoting Scottish culture, and he hasn't even got to the music part yet, but he has mentioned there in that part that the North Sea oil, tourism, whiskey and engineering industries of Scotland, he feels, are more than enough to assist Scotland in its economic desires to be self-sufficient if it were to get the chance to be independent, depending on how people vote. We'll have more on the vote, the referendum, and some of the musicians who have lent their opinion to the cause.